I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
This story here combines a couple of our frequent flyer locations in I Can't Believe It's News. We start at the Walmart. We start at the Walmart in Crossville, Tennessee, this past Friday at 4 in the morning when 45-year-old Sally Selby decides to do some shopping. Sally Selby rolls into the Walmart at 4 o'clock in the morning and decides to use one of those motorized carts with the basket on the front. Tools around the store for about 30 minutes, then rode it out of the store, did a few loops in the parking lot, and took her up onto the highway. Several people called police to report a woman driving a motorized scooter in the slow lane of the highway. The cops caught up.
She was in the slow lane.
Yeah, and they pull her over, and they say, what's going on? This is a Walmart motor scooter. Why are you up here on the freeway? And she said,
the Waffle House. And I can't believe it's news. The Waffle House. You won't believe what people do.
They got some great coffee on this morning. I'm going to ride down to the Waffle House.
Oh, she was going to the Waffle House.
And get me some coffee.
She went from the Walmart to the Waffle House.
From the Walmart on a motor scooter up onto the freeway to get to Waffle House and get some coffee.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to take you back to the Walmart. Not that one, but a different one in Oklahoma City. And we're going to introduce you to 24-year-old Benny Love. Benny Love got into some trouble at that Walmart. You might think that this...
Benny Love. Yeah. Wasn't that the guy's name in Nutty Professor? Oh, that was Buddy Love.
Buddy Love.
Buddy Love.
This is Benny Love. Benny got in trouble for what he was trying to stuff down his pants. And you might think that Benny would be a pretty big boy for trying to pull this off. He tried to get a propane tank down his pants, along with a number of other items. Benny stole himself a knife, a propane tank regulator, a pack of Hanes t-shirts, and a propane tank. Now, it wasn't one of those big ones. It was a smaller propane tank.
Okay.
But still, he had it down his pants. And, you know, that's going to catch security's attention when they see somebody with all that show going on in the front of their pants. So he got stopped by the guys there. And, I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, they can literally, what's going on in your pants, man? You can't hide that. And he didn't deny it, but he tried to run off. Well, it's also hard to run when you got a propane tank in your pants. And so he didn't get very far until he was stopped by their security people, and then an off-duty sheriff's deputy happened to be there.
I think his valve turns the other way, too, like the propane tank. Yeah. And finally, we go below the belt and above the border. Last Friday outside Toronto, some folks getting ready to get on the bus at 9:50 in the morning outside Toronto, Hunter Valley Bus System. A 23-year-old man and 31-year-old woman jump up on the bus. And as it's making its stops through town, they decide to take off all their clothes and engage each other in lewd acts on the bus, where they're stripping, masturbating, gratifying each other in the middle of the bus. When the bus driver became aware of what was going on, he asked them to get off. And then so...
Well, we took care of that.
Yeah, we took care of that. Almost. Almost. See, I don't know. Maybe they weren't... You know, persistence pays off. We're going to finish this off on the bus. It's got to be on the bus to we can mark it off our checklist or whatever's going on. But they waited at the bus stop, still in a turgid state, I gather, and then waited for the next bus and then tried to get on the bus and carry their freak show on again. And this bus driver said, I'm not having any of this either. I've been alerted to your behavior over the radio. We're on the lookout for you.
We talk about you.
That's when the guy started tearing the bus's windshield wipers off and everything before the cops got there.
I can't believe it's news.
On your city bus.
The hazards of public transportation.